Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome.
And welcome to today's episode.
It's a normal one.
Yes. It's a normal one.
Bit confused.
Although by my standards, because you know what I'm like for deep diving into a massive case, this one is slightly shorter for me in terms of a normal case. I don't know, restrained myself. But it's a little insight into what will be my next case that I do. Because my next one that I'm going to do will be the... Obviously, before, I did solving crime in the 1800s. Then the next one I'm going to do, because it's a lot of changes, I'm going to do solving crime between 900 and 910.
Okay.
So what I'm going to discuss today is a little bit of an insight into some of the things that will be included in that episode. So this is an individual case.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So, well, today's episode is basically about the first person who would be, well, people who would be condemned by the use of fingerprinting. This is when it was introduced. So we're going all the way back to March. Well, fingerprint technology has been discovered just a couple of years before here, but we're going all the way back to 1905 in March. This is the first time it's used to convict murderers.
Oh.
So obviously, fingerprints have been used for about 2 or 3 years at this point, but it's more like petty crime.
So if you wanted to murder someone, you've missed your chance. You had to do it before 1900, essentially.
Yeah. And not leave any other evidence around.
Sometimes the evidence was right there, like we've discovered, and it doesn't matter.
Okay. So, this is the first time, well, especially in the UK, that people are about to be condemned as killers based on fingerprint evidence.
Okay.
So, Melville Macken... I looked at this the other... last night.
Melvin?
No, it's Melville.
Oh, Melville.
Melville McNaughton, I think is how it's said. It's got like the G and the H, but it's like silent.
Is that name?
Yeah.
Melville.
Melville.
One word?
Yeah, Melville.
Melville.
So M-E-L-V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah, I can't remember how to spell it. Melville. I thought it was never mind.
It's like, maybe it's the old version of Melvin.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like maybe Melvin short for Melville.
Melville is very interesting. I'm stuck on the name, sorry.
In the older times, yeah. In the older days.
You've not even read your first line.
Yeah,
Melville.
Melville, he was the head of London's Criminal Investigation Department, and he was about to find a smudge on a cash box at the scene of a murder. Okay? And he would use this to seize the opportunity to put to the test the newly developed technology, which is fingerprint testing. Okay? So obviously it's been used for petty crimes, but not a murder yet. And he's like, I found a smudge. So now I can finally use it. He's getting excited. So the cash box would be found at a crime scene in Chapman's Oil and Colour Shop in Deptford, which is in southeast London.
That's what did it. It was the oil, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
There, the body of shop owner Thomas Farrow lay. He was a 70... Why did I pause after the lay? I don't know why I did that. Basically, Thomas Farrow's lying there dead. Okay, he was a 71-year-old man, and he'd been badly beaten to death. His wife, Anne, had also been attacked, and she would die later in hospital from her injuries. Okay, so a little old couple.
Yeah, why is it always old people?
Because they're easy.
Well, murderers need to stop doing that.
Well, it's okay, because these ones are about to get caught, Natasha.
Okay, good.
Okay. The investigation department quickly determined that the smudge on the cash box was in fact a thumbprint, and they... felt it was most likely to be from the right hand. Prints were taken from the shop's employees, but all were eliminated as suspects, so they're a bit like, oh no, now who do we use?
Good. At least it wasn't someone that worked for them.
Which is good. So luckily, a number of witnesses reported seeing two men fleeing the scene in the early hours of the morning on the day of the attack. One of the witnesses positively identified one of these men to be Alfred Stratton. Alfred and his brother Albert were quickly arrested as suspects, and both their fingerprints were taken. Alfred's right thumb matched exactly to the one on the cash box, so their initial suspicions were correct.
So this proved
the fingerprint was accurate.
Also, about time witnesses statements work.
Yeah.
Who's the other ones?
Obviously, at this point, most people were convicted basically just on witness statements. And obviously, a lot of the time, people not deliberately add stuff, but it's not the most accurate.
Yeah, you try and remember everything. You're going to either forget something very important or you're going to...
You overthink it and then you inadvertently add bits of information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it was now backing it up. Obviously, it goes to court and the defence tried to poo-poo it because they're like, well, this is a new technology. It's not foolproof, blah, blah, blah. So, and they're not convinced. Anyway, the brothers were put on trial on the 5th of May. And obviously the defence tried to squash the new technology, but were unsuccessful, and the brothers would be found guilty of the murders. They would then be hanged 18 days later. And as a little side note, oh no, wait, I've left my phone in the other room. No, I will show you a photo later, and I will include it in the Instagram post.
Okay.
I have something I'm going to show you. So as a little side note, they also made some hilariously silly... I guess it's like face masks to help disguise themselves, but they were really, really shit.
Okay.
And they were made from a pair of stockings.
I was thinking
and
stockings.
I do, yes, have a photo.
Oh, good.
Because they've been preserved and put in a museum. Of these really silly things.
Which museum?
I can't remember now. It's in the book. Oh, we'll write it and take it all in. But yeah, basically the book that I took this from, they've got photos of the original masks.
Are they proud of themselves that they murdered a defenseless 71-year-old man and his wife?
I think it was like a robbery gone wrong. Because this book didn't go too much into the individual case. It was obviously more talking about like fingerprint technology and all those sort of things. So it obviously included all the bits of evidence and how they collected it. But yeah, on the next page, it had a mask. I was like, what's this from? I was like, these look really fucking stupid. I was like, who wore these? And then I looked at the names underneath. I was like, hang on, that was the fingerprint man. So, they try to disguise themselves, but they're just a bit stupid.
It is always funny when people, especially robbers, wear stockings on their heads and their faces just...
Oh, this was like literally like a cutout and they'd like a square piece of stocking. Like they cut some stockings and, well, it was more rectangle than square. And then they cut little square bits out where the eye holes were and then tied a little bit of string so it went around the face. So, like, it just covered the front of their face.
Okay.
It was just like a little square piece of fabric with two little eye holes in it.
So weird. So it's kind of like a balaclava, but...
Yeah, but like a really early version and really shit.
Yeah. Weird.
But yeah, so it didn't really disguise them, which is probably why the witnesses were able to identify them.
Oh, that's who did you say? Andrew.
Alfred and Albert.
Alfred. I know it began with A. So it's all that looks like Albert.
Yeah, so one of them was like, this will be a genius disguise.
And then one who's like, considers dumb is like, no, I don't think it will be. But the genius is like, yeah. But no one recognises
that.
No
one's going to know by this piece of square thing that's also kind of see-through.
And then they just look at each other. See?
Yeah.
I don't recognise you at all.
I mean, it would be slightly scary if it was dark.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like it was, well, if you're looking at time of year, March, May, it's getting a bit lighter, a bit earlier, isn't it?
Mm.
So, yeah, it was just... It wasn't very clever. I mean, to be fair, when you look at a lot of these, well, it's Edwardian by this point, 1905, but end of Victorian, they're not the brightest of sparks, the criminals. There's a lot of petty criminality going on.
To be fair, seeing as this is very new technology, they're probably just like, we'll never be caught.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been...
Yeah, up until this point, we haven't really. Yeah, and like I said, fingerprinting had been used, or like they were taking fingerprints.
Mm.
But it was not used in any major cases, and this was the first murder one in the UK where it was used to convict them. But very lucky on that point. Obviously, like I said, I think it being an oil and colours like paint place, that helped because obviously the oils then obviously stuck to the hand and then tried to steal money from the cash box.
Yeah, I always get mixed up with what was discovered in Leicester. It wasn't the fingerprint, was it DNA?
DNA.
Yeah, that's why I always get confused.
That's really
near
to us. It's literally a couple of miles down the road.
I know, but I always forget which one it was.
DNA.
Because that was College Pitchfork, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, because my auntie went to school and knew the girls that were killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember Leanne said that her mum was like, oh, you live right around the corner where they were murdered. Sorry, I can hit myself and it's confusing me. Yeah, I live around the corner from where those two girls were murdered. Like, how do you feel about that? And she was like, you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, wherever you go... Like, someone has been murdered.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're always going to be near a murder thingy.
Yeah, it's like, Frankie would tell me all about this girl that was murdered, I think, on Bronston Park or whatever. And I'm just like, I've never heard about that. I think she said she was chopped up, and I was like, I've never heard about this. It's like when she was younger.
It's like there's loads of like little weird alley bits, and like we've got one called Alison's Acre. I don't know why it's called. I'm guessing it was named after her dead person. And that's like, but it's really overgrown, but also really quiet, and it's quite dark. And when it's flooded one way, that's like my other option to go. And like, it's really lovely. It's like got like, well, in the spring, it's got all like the bluebells and stuff, and it looks really, really pretty. But then also you think it's a perfect place for someone to hide a dead body. And you know what people are like now, because they're absolute tramps. They dump rubbish. But sometimes you see a bin bag and you think,
and you're like, oh no.
Ooh. Not that you shouldn't really think, is that a dead body?
Yeah, like I thought that guy at the park I go to was carrying around a dead body for his weight. Yeah.
But I'm terrible.
He did it on purpose to look like a dead body.
Well, people
fly
tip all the time, which is very bad, and you shouldn't do it. But every time I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's a dead body in there. Like, it's a really morbid thought, but I think it far more than I actually probably should.
I remember being a teenager, and you know the alleyway right next to the church? It was nighttime, and I was being picked up.
Oh, no.
I had to walk down there, and there was a photo shoot going on down there, and she was in her underwear, and I was just like, oh, no. I was just like...
But yeah, I pretend I didn't see that.
I just like kept walking, so I don't know if I'm in some glamour shots, I guess you could be. That was a very strange place to be taking photos like that.
Yeah.
Because like...
And then when they're thinking it's going to be quiet, there'll be no one there, so...
It wasn't even that late.
Oh, I don't know then.
It's like 8, 9 o'clock at night. I was a teenager, so like whatever I was doing...
You were rebelling.
No, because I was being picked up by a parent, and I can't remember who, but I was just like, okay...
No, people do strange things.
People do strange things.
But yeah, every time I see like a bag out in the wild,
you're like,
you're like, yeah. I was like, oh, I wonder if it's a dead bit of a person. I never actually look. Part of me, I think there's a little part of you that's actually a little bit scared.
To be fair, yeah. If you see like a lump, you're like, oh.
I'm like, well, if there's loads of flies around it, then I'll start getting a bit panicked. But you know, it's just there.
Just, I don't want to accidentally discover a murder because then I don't want to be accused of that murder.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially after, like, now we've done this crime podcast, people are like, yeah, well, she does actually have the means to, like, she knows how to do it, so.
We didn't do an episode where it was like, how to get away with murder. Don't do anything we suggest.
But, yeah, so, I don't really know. But I think about that a bit more than I probably should.
Oh. This is going to sound really shitty. I think it would be interesting if a murder or a serial killer happened in our town.
Yeah. Because you could... One, it'd be easy to forget the information because you're like kind of here and you know the area really, really well.
But it's also kind of like...
You don't want someone to get murdered.
You're living in a movie, so it's like, oh, it's not real, but people have needed to be killed.
So if someone could like just get murdered at the end of the road...
No, we're not... No. I'm just...
And we'll be sat in here recording, we'll be like, oh, we saw it.
We saw it, and then we're like, oh, and then we're a witness, and then we have to go on the run.
Yeah, but we might get a nice safe house.
Ah.
A little holiday. Can we have to go on a cabin in the woods?
I don't know. I wondered how we'd react if there was a serial killer in Leicester. That's very obvious that there's a serial killer.
We'd be awkward enough that we'd just get killed by it. That would just be our luck. Like, for fuck's sake, like, yeah, we wanted to know about the serial killer. I didn't actually want to get killed by the serial killer.
I think
I'm going to have to... No, they're going to be coming after you and I've got to come and save you.
Why are they coming after me?
I don't know. I feel like if someone wanted to murder someone...
It would be me. Probably.
Like, they'd want to murder me for being annoying, but you'd be an ideal... I feel
candidate.
Like, yeah, victim. Because they feel victim. Like they... No, I feel like not... I know you're not weak, but to a murderer, I feel like they might think, oh, she looks quite like, she looks like she'll put up less of a fight.
To be fair, I probably would.
So she
looks
like easy pickings.
To be fair, I probably would. Depends if I'm hungry, depends if I'm tired. Depends what state of mind I'm in. If you want to kill me,
sometimes.
Go ahead.
But I feel like I look like I might put up too much of a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, so I feel like you look like you'd be easier to take. But you're okay because you've got me. I'll look for you. I'd notice that you disappeared, so I'll come looking for you. It's okay.
I'm an easy victim. I think it's because that murder of that college, those four college students, it doesn't seem like it could possibly happen. So it seems like a movie.
I think you always say that, though, until it does happen nearby. Because everyone always thinks, oh, like, it wouldn't happen to my friend or it wouldn't happen to my family member. And then it does, and you're like, oh.
So it's like, I'd be curious to what it would do to this town if that happened. And I'm not saying I want that to happen.
It would be a major thing, wouldn't it? You'd be like, oh, that's terrible. But then I feel like 6 months, you know, once the trial's done.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd not forget about it, but you'd pretty much just move on with your day to day.
It would be like, oh, yeah. But the victims or the family's victims will be like, it's still...
Yeah, for them it's like an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd forget about it. It's all like someone jogs your memory like 30 years down the line.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, I used to live next to that person.
Oh, yeah, I knew them.
Yeah.
We witnessed a murder. Like, so you don't want people to die, but at the same time, I do think, cool. I always think, like, would I be a really good witness? Because I feel like I'd be a really good witness in a, like, in a crime thing. Like,
I think
like
I'd be a good witness.
I'm quite good at retaining information. And I feel like I think I'd know what to do if I saw a person be murdered. You know, like, when we wait, like, for the police and stuff. It wasn't the child episode where I was like, I'll just wait for the dead body. But, like, I feel like I could be, like, confident enough in myself that, like, if we saw someone being murdered, like, I think I'd know what to do.
Mm, I think so, too.
And I think I could keep calm and collected enough that I could deal with it. And then the police get there and be like, I remember everything from my statement. Like, I don't want someone to get murdered, and I don't want to have to go to court to, like, give the evidence for the whole...
But you think you'd be good at it?
Yeah,
I think I would be good at it as well, but I think I'd be upset. So
it would be traumatic.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't think of that on the outside. You always think, oh, yes, I could accurately give the information, and people feel more like, traumatised than they
would have. I'd be crying all the time.
I'd be like, Natasha, you're not speaking clearly enough. I'd be like, hang on a moment, take over off the witness stand.
I made myself cry. What you're going to say. Made myself cry.
But you know, like, I just feel like I could be quite good at giving my statement.
Mm. It kind of just surprised me that you'd never went into, like, mortuary school or whatever.
I suppose I never really thought about it. Maybe it's the smell that would put me off. That would be the only thing about mortuary that would put me off, is the smell, and I'm quite sensitive to smell.
Yeah.
So that might be a slight problem, because I feel like decomposing bodies are quite smelly. I would like to watch a live autopsy, but I'd have to do it from, like, through the glass.
Through the glass.
Yeah.
Up above, just like...
I do really like that. You know, sometimes, like, now, like, because some programmes you watch, they're really good at doing the mortuary things. Like, the way they've done, like, the makeup and stuff, they make it look really realistic. So, and then, you know, when you get ones where they cover everything up so you can barely see it, and I'm like, but why? I wanted to see the autopsy. And then you think, oh, actually, that is a bit grim.
So I think it's Silent Witness is good at doing it,
So it's like, you know, when they do these shows for, like, live autopsies, they always think, like, is it for actual students, or, like, can anyone go? Because they am actually a bit curious.
Do you know what I didn't know? I don't know why I stopped there. I've just been reading my Packing to Mars or something. They use cadavers in certain, like, space technology.
Okay.
So, like, testing, like, where's best to, like, put their seats if they have to crash land.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They use cadavers so they could see, like, where the impact is.
Well, it would be the most accurate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Testing it on a real person. Well, there is a real person, but then not a live person.
They used to test it on people who were, like, willing to test. But obviously now, it's like health and pilots, safety.
Most people died at the beginning because they basically had to be dummies for it.
Yes, and obviously they don't use animals anymore, so now they use cadavers.
Yeah, why not? If you've signed your body over to it, why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would actually like to go to some autopsies. But I don't know if... I bet there's somewhere where you can. But I didn't know if it had to be, like, actual students. Like, I feel like they vet you before you go, just so they're not letting any old person in. Because I feel like today they'd be worried about murderers, thinking, oh, okay, actually, I know a lot more about anatomy now. It'd be easy for me to kill someone.
I think, like, kind of like what was spoken about before, like, the true crime community, people might be, like, trying to get in.
Yeah.
So then now they're proper, like, restrictive. Yeah. Like, why do you want to be here?
Yeah, you've got to give a good reason. Yeah. So, like, if you're doing it as part of your course, and it kind of makes sense. But I am really curious. I do want to go to an autopsy, but, like, maybe be on the other side of the screen. Or give me a peg. Like, because I feel like the smell would... It's not that I'm not interested in what's going on, but I feel like the smell would overwhelm me.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't be able to concentrate. But I am really interested. Like, I would like to actually properly see. I did watch a programme about people being autopsied, but it obviously didn't show the really disgusting bit. It just showed you, like, little snippets of it's, like, zoomed in, so you didn't, like, really see the whole person, if, like, that makes sense.
I remember seeing someone who was having plastic surgery, and they kind of, like, peeled down the scalp.
Yeah, oh, I love watching stuff like that.
You know.
It's disgusting, isn't it? But it's also really fascinating.
Yeah.
And this is why I want to watch a full autopsy. I'm like, why do you only show a little bit? Like, they obviously show the bits that aren't too gory too. And I'm like, no, but I want to see, like, the whole thing. Like, I don't know why I want to see a decomposing body. Like, it sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Like, really morbid and horrible. But I'm also really curious. Like, I genuinely want to see an actual dead body.
I remember writing a story and I had to do some research for it. And I was just like, at like what stage would, like, if someone was like in an airtight house, what's body? And then it's like, I don't want to Google
before
it.
They start liquefying.
Yeah. And it's just like,
because it's like they won't really, like, or they show you photos, but like they've blurred bits out. And I think, not that they've obviously done it to protect the identity of the person, which I like, I completely get, because at the end of the day, like, it is a person. But I also really do want to see a proper dead body and not just like the blocked out bits of photos of people.
Well, there was a guy at work who used to show someone got decapitated in a crash, and he was showing this video around. Didn't tell us what we were watching until, like, yeah, that guy was.
Yeah.
He's not around anymore, which is good.
Okay. But yeah, no, I don't know. I know it's a weird, morbid fascination, but like, I am curious.
I think it's healthy. I think,
like, it's a curiosity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, we're all going to die. Mm. Like, I think we all need to know what that entails.
What will we look like?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do sometimes. I know it sounds like really like gory, like, oh, I like the really gory ones. But I am really curious, like, to see just, I don't know, what happens to the body in certain situations.
We'll Google it, see if we can go on a...
I mean, there's like, on the dark web, you probably can find.
Oh, we're not going dark web, but one of
them. No, but do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying, but I would never Google it. I always think, like, I technically could find it, but it's also like, I don't want to get in any trouble for, like, going on the wrong things.
I just was curious.
I'm just like, can I not just go to a mortuary? Like, I wish there was a thing where you could, you know, for people that are a bit
there
curious.
There might be.
I might have to, yeah, have a look. Maybe someone knows. Or, like, maybe there's someone out there that maybe, like, works in a mortuary. And, like, sort of as an inside thing for the graveyard guards, like, we'd sign paperwork to say, like, we're not going to disclose anything. But, like, maybe someone would be like, you could come and watch me do an autopsy.
Have I ever told you the story of my old boss's friend's partner who used to work in a mortuary?
No, but I know that they don't like letting men work in mortuaries anymore because...
Yes, this reason. She... her friend kept throwing up and she didn't know why. She thought she was pregnant. It wasn't that. She was there. Yeah. Whatever was in her, it can only be found in dead bodies. She doesn't work with dead bodies. Her husband or partner did.
Just why?
One.
Also, I feel like don't the inside of the dead body is also really cold.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know it takes a while for your body to cool down, but I also feel like it's... You know when you're just really cold, you're like, ooh!
Yeah. Wouldn't it just...
Shrivel up, yeah. It's not like you can warm it up, is it? Because, like, there's just... It's not alive anymore.
Hairdryer.
Yeah, but then you're not warming up the inside, are you?
No.
And it's not lubricated anymore, so have you got to lube up before you
I
go
assume
in?
So.
And also, what about, like, the body fluids? Like, I feel like it'd make a really, like, a farty noise.
Well, sometimes that happens.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's more likely to happen because... I just feel like he'd pull out and then a bit of the dead inside would come with it. You know, because the body's decomposing. Mm-hmm. Like, just decomposing human comes out.
What goes through the head to be like, yeah, I really want to... Why?
Why? Not saying it's any better if the person was single, because you could say, like, maybe they've never been in a relationship with someone, and they're a bit it was a curiosity. I'm not condoning it, by the way.
They're still not explaining.
No, it's not, but... At the same time, just why? I'd have a fear that, like, dead insides would come out. You know, like, because I feel like that your inside, maybe this is because I haven't had an autopsy, but I feel like when you get to a certain point of decomposition, your whole inside is just mush. Not that it's not already mushy anyway, but, like, you know, if, like, you opened up your inside, like, you're just going to spill out. Maybe that's not a thing. I don't know. Maybe someone could answer that for us. But, like, I felt like if you would go in and that, like, just, like, bits of person's, like, seeping out.
I don't feel very well.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've just kind of... I'm traumatised.
So how have more of you doesn't actually... Because unless when you die, like, your sphincters just go, how does more of you not just, like, seep out? Because I know, like, eventually you go a bit liquidy, don't you?
Yeah.
Unless maybe this been preserved.
Unless this is before liquidation.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, I'm assuming it was, like, kind of fresh-ish bodies, not murder victims.
Unless I've got a thing for, like, I don't know.
Older people.
Yeah, or people with, like, I don't know, limbs that fell off. You know, like, people have weird kinks. Like, maybe...
I think fucking the dead body is the weirdest kink here. Well,
yeah, it is. But, like, maybe they might also have, like, a real niche. Like, I don't know. They're, like, dead people that have... Like, I don't know.
Can you imagine being that person's girlfriend and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, how do you go home and have that conversation? Yeah. You're like, I found out what's making me ill. It's something you. That I can only get from dead bodies. And I haven't been fucking any dead bodies. So you've obviously been fucking some dead bodies or fucking someone else who fucks dead bodies. Oh, God. Can you imagine if that's the way you uncovered your partner cheating? Was it wasn't actually your partner? Like, you know, if your partner didn't work in autopsy things, you're thinking, well, I've only had sex with my partner. So that means then they've been having an affair, but then that means they've been having an affair with someone that works in a mortuary.
Who's been doing something to the dead body bodies as well. Amelia, I don't feel very well. Let's end this conversation.
Okay, this one I brought it up. Tangent. How did we go from fingerprint testing to this?
I brought it up, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, okay, you're wishing you hadn't now. But yeah, if anyone's quite happy to let us in for an autopsy, should we go together?
Yeah.
I am really curious, I do want to see one. I don't think I could handle the smell.
So we'll do one behind the glass and we'll be behind fine. The glass,
yeah. So if anyone knows where we can actually do that, like, yeah, I'd actually be quite interested. I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
keep creeping
and we'll keep digging.